Constable Mitch Gannett, the Community Liaison Officer for the Peace Regional RCMP. Again, I thank you very much for joining us here today, Constable. Let's focus a little bit more on the fact that the May long weekend is coming up, and a lot of people are bringing the toys out, as it were, specifically possibly the boat. And unfortunately, they're coming out because of the long winter that we had. First of all, I'll just get your comments, if I can, please, on the fact that the recreational toys and vehicles, they're coming out.
Yeah, you bet. So starting to get nice out, the river's flowing. Supposed to be a nice long weekend. So the biggest thing is limiting the amount of alcohol and boating we see. The RCMP will have their boat out for this long weekend, as well as moving forward to the end of the summer. So biggest thing is a lot of people don't realize that drinking and boating is the same as drinking and driving a motor vehicle. So the law is the same, as well as the consequences for doing so.
Why is it, and I'm not saying all of us here, Constable, but I'm thinking that some of us still do. Why is it that we think or still think that booze and boating is not the same as drinking and driving?
Well, I think people get relaxed. They're with friends, they're with family. It's okay. People have some drinks, right? And a lot of the times when you're out on the water, and in my experience anyways, you're not surrounded by people, right? You may come across another boat or two, or meet up with boats, but at the same time, having a good time. And I think people let their guard down a little bit. So we like to stress just to keep it, I guess, keep it appropriate, right, with the drinking and boating. So everyone's safe. We don't want to see you don't want to see us on the water with search and rescue. So it's never an idea.
Yeah, that's a good question and a good thought you brought up. I'm guessing that it might take a little bit more time, especially when alcohol is involved, that if search and rescue has to be called, it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, you bet. The response would be the same as far as responding to an incident such as that. But it does make it a little difficult in regards to proper resourcing and getting everybody where we need to in an efficient time and manner. So.
Constable, you mentioned the patrols will be out, I guess specifically this long weekend, but throughout the summer as well. You mentioned the patrols are out, but just out of curiosity, how often do patrols check in on boats, even if the boats are, or even if the boats and the boats operators are doing everything legally?
Yeah, you bet. So as a formality, we will if we approach somebody on the water, it'll be in a respectful way. It'll still be whether you've done something wrong or not. Most of the time, it's just a conversation, right? Make sure everybody's doing things safely. Their boats are up to spec. They have life jackets for everybody on board. So it's more of I like to call it a meet and greet.
Okay. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. The obvious rule is obviously operation of a motor vehicle, whether it be a boat or a vehicle impaired either by drugs or by alcohol, don't mix. Obviously, that's I guess the biggest and simplest rule, but what are some other simple rules to abide by for everybody to be safe this upcoming long weekend?
Yeah, so life jackets for us are huge. We see a lot of times the people do not have the appropriate amount of life jackets on board for the people on board. So rule of thumb is one person, one life jacket on board, whether you're wearing it or not, as long as they're on board. We do see that a lot, and that is something we're going to be looking for.
Constable Mitch Gannett is the Community Liaison Officer for the Peace Regional RCMP. Constable, sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you, Bradley.